for moms, you wing it. And sometimes you succeed, sometimes you fail. Who is this and what was your mom fail?
Oh gosh, hi, my name is Sam and I'm from Madison. And I thought I was doing the right thing, but maybe not.
I am intrigued. Go on.
Well, okay. My six-year-old brought home a cup with a planted sunflower in it. And we watered it and we put it in the window sill above the kitchen sink. That spot kind of typically gets a lot of afternoon sun. So I thought, okay, this is great. And my son just loved coming home from school every day and checking on the growth of his cute little budding sunflower. And he was really proud of it, and I was proud of him, and whatever. So one day, I drop the kids off at school, and I run into the grocery store, and I come home to the cup spilled all over the sink.
Oh.
And the little sunflower sprout is, like, nowhere to be found. And I'm just like, oh, no, I think I know what happened. So I find the cat, Pixie, and she has dirt all over her paw.
Mm-hmm.
And I look in her usual spots, hoping to find the plant, but I come up nothing. So I did what any good parent would do. I went to the local greenhouse and got, of course, a sunflower plant.
Yes.
And now this was admittedly a little further along than the one that Pixie knocked off, basically killed. But I thought I could pull it off by telling him it was just a good growing day for his sunflower. He was thrilled. Well, the month ended, and all the kids had to bring their sunflowers back to see how big everyone's had grown. And my son's was triple the size of everybody else in this class. I had no idea he had to bring them back in. I would never have done that. And there's no way his teacher didn't know that this is not the original sunflower, but I was just so embarrassed. I couldn't. Oh, God.
I bet you weren't the only one.
I mean, I just, you know, and meanwhile, my son is bragging, like, we did the right thing, and I was like, oh, no, Pixie, is this murder?
Welcome to the club, Sam. Together, we proudly fail every single day.
Yes. Oh, gosh.